shepherd with a harmless kid lay down, and not one savage beast was seen to frown. The wolf dead with the lambkin dwell in peace. His grim carnivorous nature there did cease. The lion with the fatling on did move, and a little child was leading them in love.
Long ago there was a Quaker preacher who had a dream that every creature came and stood assembled at his side. And he painted the sight that had sweetened his night fully 100 times before he died.
Kid and lion and a snake and a child, wide-eyed and formal and smiling like the sun had stopped and time had ceased to move. And the wolf and a man-child was leading them in love.
Friend, have you seen all the lines and the spaces, the colors that the Quaker painter sees in the peaceable kingdom that shines
myself adrift these days in endless maze of ends and ways. The world just seems so crazy to me here.
But look away, look away, back or forward from the day, to the visions of either fools or seers.
Oh, my
friend, have you that the Quaker painter sees in the peaceable kingdom that shines in the faces of people from more gentle times than these?
Such a beautiful place, full of joy, full of grace, it was bathed in a saintly yellow light.
To unlearn it, to know that such things can't be so, he could only